It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast, to be specific. I'm Brock. He's Hunter. What's going on?
Yo, on a Friday. Let's go.
Feels good. Feels real good. Of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. We'll hear a word from our sponsor in just a little bit, but let's do it. Fact, opinion, awesome fact, dumb opinion. You do what you want with it. Let's see. Oh, man, I got two good ones. How about this one? The first live sporting event broadcast on ESPN. What do you think it was, Hunter? The first live sporting event broadcast on ESPN.
The first live broadcast on ESPN.
Ever on ESPN.
Golf.
Nope.
Was it?
Nope.
Not golf. Give me three guesses. Golf.
It'll be too easy once I tell you. I'm just going to tell you. It was a professional softball game in 1979 between the Kentucky Bourbons and the Milwaukee Schlitz. I'm not kidding.
A Schlitz? What? Softball game,
It was
huh?
a professional softball game in 1979. This was the very first thing that ESPN broadcasted.
Much of underhand pitches, huh? First thing broadcast.
Now, was that a female softball game or was it guys?
It had to have been female. If it was a real team, if it was a real, like, what was it? What were the teams?
Kentucky Bourbons and Milwaukee Schlitz. Schlitzes. Give me six Schlitzes.
Six Schlitzes. That's what I was thinking. So if it was a team, it definitely was a female team, right?
I don't know. Maybe not. Softball team. Well, I'm going to see. No. The Kentucky Bourbons were a professional softball team that played in two men's professional softball leagues between 77 and 82.
What about fucking baseball? Why didn't they broadcast that?
Dude, I'm scratching my head. You know, here you are. You're launching a new network, right? Here it is. And knowing what we know of ESPN now, the first thing they had, maybe there wasn't a lot. There had to be a lot to choose from.
Okay, before we get into this, I'm not busting on softball. If you're out there and you play softball, I got respect for you. It's a tough sport.
Love softball. It's fantastic.
Right, so not taking anything away from softball. Yeah. But here's what happened. ESPN, right? So they have everything ready. They're firing up the network this weekend. We got a big broadcast on Sunday. We're going to be broadcasting an NFL game. Got to make sure everything's running good. What do we do to make sure everything's running smooth? Getting it prepped for the big game on Sunday. Let's fucking broadcast this softball game and just make sure everything's running right.
You know, Hunter, I don't usually consider you a smart guy, but that's actually a really interesting take on it. Maybe that was like, okay, we're going to work all the kinks out, make sure everything's good, and let's do it with something that's,
You don't want to screw up on Sunday when the Bears play the Packers.
Yeah, that's true. That's, you know what? That's a very logical answer to what might have happened.
That's what it was, for sure.
What I want to know is, when did professional softball die out? Because one of my favorite things is the old man's leagues, like the softball leagues. I'm terrible at baseball. I'm terrible at softball. Kiki is amazing at it. She's an amazing baseball player. And she played on a team, like a bar league, and they were really good. They won a couple of the championships and everything like that. I had to fill in one time, and it was the worst thing in the fucking world, dude. I didn't realize how terrible I was until I actually played it, because I don't know anything about the sport. Softball, baseball, I just don't understand how the game should be played. Like, for example, they put me out at left field. Like, I was way in the back, like, just in case no one's going to hit it this way. Like, a ball was hit to me, and I'm running to the ball. I'm like, where do I throw it? Like, I didn't know where to throw the ball.
Exactly how I am.
You know?
I'm like, dude, I can run, I can catch, I can hit the ball.
Yeah.
But when I catch it, I don't know where to throw it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dude, and it was so, dude, it was so cringy. Like, the, and I wasn't wearing like proper gear. Like, I had long pants on, and so I did. I got a hit, and as I was running to base, I tripped and just like, wiped out on first, man. And my wife's there. I'm trying to, you know, like impress her and everyone. It's like, no, I'm an athlete. I actually can play. I just can't play this. It's terrible. Oh man. Oh, so cringy.
God, I played one time in a league, dude, and I hit the ball, and I was running to first, right. I don't know if this is the general rule or if it's a rule for that league or whatnot, but so I ran and I got the first before they threw it to first, right?
Yep.
So I hit the base and I just kept running. I kept running a little bit to kind of, you know, to cool down. I pulled the parachute. I was flying, bro.
Yeah, flying.
You know,
bro.
And I didn't know that I had to go back to the base and stand there before. So they just kind of casually threw it back to first because they kept running and got me out. Like, well, I already touched the base. They're like, no, you got to stay on the base.
So, yeah.
See, like, it's like little shit like that. Like, I'm like, I have no idea.
See,
dude.
Now, in professional baseball, you can run it out. You can go full speed if you get to the base.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. But, yeah, it must be in that league because, I don't know, maybe they're trying to keep people from overdoing it. You know, all these old, out-of-shape guys from pulling hammies and everything. My dad was in an old man's league, and I still remember going and watching him. And this was when I was younger and everything. And the kids would all play together, but this was like a serious thing. They had jerseys, like full on, like custom jerseys, like baseball jerseys, big old trophies at the end of the season. There was a buddy of his named Goose, and I mean, it was no joke. Like, they took this seriously, you know?
Dude, they some of these leagues take it very seriously. There's a farmers league out here, you know, kind of out by LMC, the college.
Don't you have a buddy
that's
real?
I've been out to
do
those games. I'm like, yeah, he cranks it out of the park, dude. He's like a pro.
Yeah.
Kyle Daisy. You remember Daisy?
Yeah, he was on our flag football team. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's pretty well known around here for just like every time he steps up to the plate, like, all right, well, it's going all over the fence. You
know? And it's
like guaranteed.
It's harder to hit than you think. And like, I remember my dad's old league, like, it was the super high pitch, right? Like, I mean, that ball, it was an art form floating it up. Just float it. Like in Rookie of the Year, float it. You know, that major leaguer would just blow that ball out of there.
You're right, though. Some of these guys take it a little too serious, man. I almost saw a fight one time during a softball game.
Oh, really?
Jesus, dude.
Yeah, and those guys need to tone it down, too. Like, the guys and I did notice that, too, sometimes in Kiki's league, because I was always just there just drinking and, like, you know, rooting on the team, whatever. Just some of these guys getting so upset, like, guys, this is a bar league. Calm down. Right. Oh, my God.
Right. Everybody here's drinking, having a good time.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Yeah, this isn't
just getting off the construction job, just fucking furious at their wife. You know, just want to take it out on that ball, but they end up taking it out on the other team.
Yeah. Some poor ump who's just paid to try and be there and keep the game somewhat in line. Good God.
Right.
I will say one league I would like to do, I've always enjoyed, is volleyball. And I don't know if there's any volleyball leagues around here. Man.
You should go to the beach. Thursday night, Silver Beach, they do it.
You can't drink. I'm talking bar league. I want to be able to drink. We did one back in the day when I was still in Wisconsin. And it was mostly just an excuse to drink and see girls in short shorts and tank tops and everything like that in the summer league. That's all it was. but there's no good. I don't know of any like league around here, any place that has it. If anybody knows that is listening to this, message me, brock@wirx.com. I'd love to.
I know there was one at the YMCA, but I'm not about to be diving around on some wood floors, dude.
Yeah.
The beach is where it's at. That's where you got to go.
Yeah.
And I know you can't drink, but Brock, come on.
Come on. Let's do it.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can. With our false top cooler, we'll be fine.
right. Just don't walk in with a 30-pack, you know?
All right, who's
put
ready?
Put in something. You'll be fine.
Who's ready to spike some balls? I'm going to jail. Shit. Anyway, pretty crazy there. That was the start of ESPN, professional softball in 1979. Very cool.
There you go.
All right. Good enough for me. Well, that is going to do it for us here, folks, for another Plan B After Show podcast, a fact and opinion. Enjoy it. Let that marinate. And we'll see you next time for another fact and opinion. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
Gilson, you ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.